Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that is wonderful, Sam Cooke. Yes, the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. And so that you know, here is a there is a crucial need for the world to understand civilization. It is amazing to me to realize what world civilization is. And therefore, I have the 100% interest to talk about it. A lot of people seem to be very annoyed the fact that I like to talk about history. Now, they don't say it is history I'm repeating. They make it seem like I am talking wasteless argument and making an ado about nothing. That's the impression they get. So I have to be reminding people who read to higher degrees than me, because I only read to high school you know, graduation. And I didn't get early education to read on the accountable level to where I understand what the word civilization means. I did not, and I am not afraid to say that, because if I am afraid to say the truth about my upbringing and my years in the church, it would be foolish. It wouldn't be because of anything else, but because I was foolish. Church makes people foolish, and not just people, but African people. I grew up with the idea about not being prejudiced against other people, especially black against white and stuff like that. But there's a crucial problem with the knowledge of knowing the difference between African ethnic hybrid people. For one thing, we who grow up with the Bible do not know that African people is a ethnic group and a hybrid species. A lot of people don't know that, and I didn't know that either. So I am bungled up in the group that I'm talking about. And the fact that something crucial happened in the world, and it is caused by the ignorance of not knowing the difference between European white people beginning of life on earth from the African ethnic people. Today, the African people have lost everything they have, and white people take it and control the world. What is wrong with that is, it's the wrong. You know what I mean? And the amount of peril that the African people, the hybrid people, the white people call us black people, but that is far from being our classification. You don't see that in history, that African hybrid people are black people. No. But even that, African people don't know. I doubt that the people who sit in Africa as government, the fact that they don't call themselves kings, let you know that they may not know who they are themselves. It is hard to think that they agree with the white people to take millions of black people and do whatever they want to do with them, from killing them, from setting them up against each other to kill themselves, from writing a Bible about God and Adam and Eve in a garden. These are not stories that white people are supposed to write about. And if Africa can sit down and allow them to do it, Africa can allow these white people, after they learn to talk, by the way, because white people never talk until 100,000 years ago. It's in the World History textbook. You understand that? That's right. They come from hominid. That is the beginning knowledge that we're supposed to know. Right? And it's a struggle. It's a problem for we who grow up since these white people begin to talk and able to do a lot of things. We don't know the history that covers that. But the first history we're supposed to know is that white people come from apes. And when I say apes, it's not that apes give birth to them. It's that they were created in the evolutionary process, not like a man and a woman start to breed and bring them forth. They were evolved divinely by the act of nature. And of course, we know who control nature and cause all kinds of living things to be created, to evolve. And if you look at Africa right now and the amount of different cattle that are in Africa, then that tells us, it gives us a knowledge about creation of things on planet Earth and Africa. And even to hurricane, you know, when we get to hurricane season, hurricane usually, when the forecaster says, tell us about a tropical depression, a tropical wave and all that, it's usually off the coast of Africa. Why the history book then tells us that even the white people, life started in Africa. Not by the Elohims. Long before the Elohims came to Earth, white people evolve in Africa. Don't ask me how and where, but it is the account in the World History Textbook that the first human kind of life started in evolution, because there was no Elohim on Earth or any historic God, a spirit God, that did it. That is not recorded, and we cannot guess that that's what happened. We have to talk about what is known in science, corroborated with prehistory. That's the only thing we have to go by. If you know of anything else, call me and tell me. 347-85 Yes, 850-1358. Call me, right? 347-850-1358. Call me and tell me whatever you know about what I'm saying. If I'm wrong, no, don't hesitate to come in and tell the world what you know. All right. So I'm talking about the problem that we have in the world today. The problem is that ape, the first human-like creature, and I'm going to read it to you from the World History Textbook today. So if you want to draw the attention of anyone to listen, or they will listen to the cosmic philosopher, the podcast, okay, that is posted on the profile, Cosmic Philosopher Profile. You can come in and listen to all of the podcast posted there, right? And that easy to find and access and make use of, you know, anything you find interesting that I'm talking about. If you're not interested, well, I'm not telling you to, you know, just use what you want to. All right. But what I'm trying to say to you that is serious about the world that we are in, you are going to be shocked about what I'm telling you. You may be afraid to even touch the subject matter. Well, I was foolish and grew up in church and didn't know what I am supposed to be interested in. That's a fact. But now, the people who sat in darkness saw a great light. That's written in one of the scriptures. There are good things in the Bible, but not the creation story. And it is, we will all understand it, not by and by, but anytime we begin to put our interest to know about the church and the world outside the church, we will be in the right knowledge of what has happened into the world from when Ominid roamed the world and they were not civilized. The white people are not coming from a civilized human-like experience. And you will hear exactly what the World History textbook described them to be in the origin. 3.5 million years ago. That is what takes human-like creatures from hominid to Homo sapiens. And we don't see the Homo sapiens today, but they were the human-like creatures and the ancestors of Neanderthals and Homo sapiens, because we are hybrid people. Now, these white people, of course, with the writing of the Bible, they don't write the history about everything to be known. They are hominid and they are sodomites. They are a sodomite species. They are a sodomite culture. Okay? And the history is there, and I'm so just surprised that there are so many important things in the World History textbook. Now, if you have any World History textbook, you just begin to think, if you can find anything in the World History textbook you have to tell you about how human being developed first on Earth. Because if you have like a National Geographic, it should tell you about that and the exact time when the European white people, as we call them, when their ancestors first evolved. They come directly from Hominid. Okay, and I read it here. And they evolve, and over time, they achieve better animal-like understanding of things. You know, it's just like you have people who use animal as pet. If you have any type of animal that can be domesticated to become tame and don't run the wilds anymore, even if they go out in the wild, but they come back to home, you know, just like a lot of dogs do. They have a home, but they'll go out and walk around and come back to home. So when they were young and you have them as pet, they wouldn't do that because that nature is not matured in them, right? So it is. After the young wild beast is tamed, they remain tame, right? Well, that's how the hominid started out. They started out, and it was quickly they were able to make stone tools, right? The hominid. But their appearance, the kind of appearance that they have, the history tells us. You know, the scientific depiction of them is to our disposal to know. what white people, not African hybrid ethnic people, I'm not talking about them, because it's them. We don't have one group of people as Africans. We have several groups. The Chinese, the Indians, the Arabs, and we have the Australian type of ethnic people, right? So we have all these that are hybrid. We were created fertilization in vitro in glass tube, okay? And the first two people that in the Bible talk about Adam and Eve, they were that first two people taken from the batches of human being who were working as slaves, but they couldn't interbreed. And it is not those non-interbreeding ethnic people of Africa. They are not our parents. But the two that were chosen to go and given an operation to have attraction to each other, to interbreed. Those were the two people that you see these white people writing about in the Bible called Adam and Eve. They don't have any prerogative at all that is relevant to write about African people, but they do it. How did they do it? The history explains. If you don't know what the history says and you go to church, you won't have any knowledge at all about the truth of how African people develop in the world. According to the Bible, it's like billions of years since God made the heaven and the earth. You see, but they make it seem like, we don't have any hands on and when human being created. They don't want to make the distinction between themselves and the African people who have a different species. African people who are civilized people did not come from the species of the white people in the world history textbook. You better know that, because we are far gone right now and hardly able to perceive what history says, because you believe in the Bible and Adam and Eve in the garden and the lies about God tell them not to eat of the garden from a tree in the middle of the garden and all this whole bunch of nonsense. Now that I'm saying it to you, go read it again. Go and read the story of Genesis, the first, second, and third chapter. Read it like you never know about it before, but read it like it is a brand new story you're reading, and see how much sense it makes. The thing is, if you don't think you can be psychologically blind, just try what I say, because I was psychologically blind too. I was in church from age 7, and the best reading I did until I was 27 was fourth grade level. All right, so all of the sense that I had and whatever little reading I did was right on that grade level. Once I turned 27, I go to high school and learn to read higher, okay, than reading fourth grade level. But it still took me about 20 years living under the perception of Adam and Eve in the garden and how people come into the world. About 20 years after that, maturity brings higher consciousness to my mind, to think about the world that is around me and how different it is from what I have been taught about Adam and Eve in a garden and how God made them and rest on the seventh day after 6 days. But what bothered me at that maturity was, why can't people get along? And can't we get along? Well, based on my life up to that point, I know that I try to get along with people. And I am no different from other people. The same way I have the desire to be peaceful and don't steal and don't not be hateful and all that, I know everybody else can do it. Yeah. So when I ask myself that question, I'm a well-behaved person. I mean, from I was growing up, I tried to behave. I don't say I never did misbehave sometimes, but it was not my attitude to disbehave, right? So appearing saintly to you, I am talking about the ignorance that held me blind. So that now I'm reading on high school level now. So if I'm reading about Adam and Eve in the garden, there's nothing at that reading level to make me not understand what the Bible is saying, right? And yet still, when I was like beyond 50, like going 60 years of age, I even bought what was given to me as a Hebrew Bible with the first five books of the Old Testament. When things began to go in, work in my mind, the confusion led me to buy those five books that was supposedly redone and not the bogus Hebrew translation. This is supposed to be a black man who do the Hebrew translation. It appears to me now that the type of Hebrew that this black man knew is the one that the black people, made for black people to read and say it's Hebrew, right? So what is in the original Hebrew is the same in the Holy Bible, the Christian Bible here. When I think the Hebrew, the real Hebrew, would tell me something different about Adam and Abraham and stuff like that, I realized it was the same, kind of jackass foolishness that this Bible told me. I paid $60 for that. All right, a man from Georgia, Dr. York, you know, is the guy who wrote that book and says Hebrew. But it could not be the original Hebrew that I heard about, because I don't speak Hebrew. But based on the things that I have learned, only in English, words don't change themselves. Only people can, you know, mess up words, right? Don't use them right and say something else. I can tell, you know, whether or not the Bible talking about Adam and Eve and talking about Abraham, if you don't talk about it the right way, it's going to be suspect. It's nonsense, right? Well, in my case, that book, I waste my time. I waste my $6 right now, because it's the same old trash that is in the Christian Bible that doesn't have any academic historians and teachers, reviewers. They don't have none of those kind of educated people to say the story of Adam and Eve in the Bible is true. And it is worse when I think that the people who are writing the Bible, at the time when they are writing the Bible, every antiquity history was already written, and if there was a Hebrew language, those truths in history would be in that Hebrew. This Hebrew that we are talking about, these white people go ahead and roast and cook up the truth of history into the world is a textbook too. But because my sense of words in English are solid, you can't fool me up when I read like Sumerian history and how the first civilization in Africa came about. Today, they are saying that civility came into the first place. Civility came about in Mesopotamia, which is a lie. They don't want to tell where civilization started, in the southern tip of South Africa. That's where it started. But guess what? How many of us can go over to South Africa right now because of these sodomite white people there? You can't go there because this phony, and it is an end to all of this now. But I'm telling you now, if you don't take me serious, you're going to left into the darkness. The Bible is not telling you history. If it is telling you history that you can find as simple information as where on the planet did the Spirit God of the Bible, they say, created Adam and Eve. Which piece of geography was Adam and Eve put to develop by the Spirit God? you read about Jesus, born of a virgin. You will never see that place where that virgin was. You will hear a whole bunch of chatter, but it will not lead you to a piece of fact that archaeology or anybody can take you and convincing civilized knowledge to accept that that's where God make Adam and Eve. I know none of that. And there's a reason why they don't put the place for that story. Where they are telling us in that story, they're talking about Bethlehem of Judea in Palestine. And talk about where Jesus was born. We don't talk about where Jesus was born. They're telling us the wrong place or about the wrong character. We want the place where Adam and Eve were born or created by God who make them out of the dust. I know Palestine is Africa. So where civilization started? Civilization started in the Abzu on the southeastern tip of South Africa. They don't want to tell. They want everything to be spooky, and you speak in tongues and you believe into the Holy Ghost. Something you will never be able to unravel anything at all that you can't figure out. And if we can't figure out something that is coming from the intangible inspiration of God, we can't see where it happened on earth. You see the trees, you see the rivers, you see everything else that the Bible said God created. So how can't we see the place, the geography, where God created Adam and Eve? To a good reader, if you're not just believing fanatically and you are reading things, you should follow the direction. When the Bible don't give you direction to find something, look, you just know that's a bowl of shit. Okay? And I'm not making any excuse for using that verbiage. It is true. You see what I mean? Because who is going to make use of stinking shit? Only them that fuck us with shit. Okay? It's time to stop the madness now. When I read and got to the point where common sense kicks in, and I began to think, I'm not talking to anybody, it's right in my head. I was a sincere person from a child and grew up in the church. I was as sincere as can be. Okay. So who sent me that? Oh. So, wait a second. Somebody said, so who sent this to me? Okay. But I thought I had something here. So that's not it. And wow. Okay. Wait a minute. He says, she didn't send me anything. I did not send you anything. I just replied to the video. I heard somebody say interesting. Not that. Ooh. No. I can't see this. No, I don't understand this. Wow. Ding, something, something. Okay, so. Interesting. Oh, I see. No, I got it. All right. Okay. And so let that be. All right. So what I was saying is that after I began to read and my conscious mind working on a better reading knowledge that I have learned by going to school, I had to do some research to find out more about civilization. So after I accumulated a good number of information that contributes to this line of civilized thinking, I had to write something. I started to write. I can't write like writers. But I can express myself, I mean, based on what I have learned. So I just need to get that down and give it to somebody, give it to a source that had it well to, you know, to put forth or to publish what I gather from my church life and what I have found out in the world as a historic natural thinking. So the title I thought about for the book, based on the kind of stuff that I was thinking to let other people anywhere around the world to read what went on in my head And I'm not fooling anybody with any tricks or nothing like that. I'm not writing something I feel like I believe or not like that. I'm writing actually. And if I have an opinion about anything, it is based on what I have read. And two of the most important things that I wrote, analysis that I gave, and that is analysis on the Bible. Like Genesis, the Genesis book, okay? The Genesis book is most of the chapters that I found that make, contributes to what I have to say about the first 20 chapters. I analyze and give my opinion. So you're a Bible reader, you will have no problem to understand what I was relating to, good or bad, right? And then Matthew is the next book that comments the New Testament. So the title I gave the book is Bamboozled, meaning that when somebody is tricking you, that's what I consider the Genesis book. That's what it's all about, duping the African people in particular. Nobody else, like I said, the whole lock, stock, barrel of the ethnic hybrid people. I don't see in any way that the Bible benefits white people except to rob, to deceive, to rob and kill the black people without using authentic law to account for the action of what they do, okay? So, bamboozled, besieged by lies, man never a sinner. That is one thing that was very, very solid in my discovery, that there was nobody born sinners. That Adam and Eve story is a story that come from history. It don't come from no originate. It doesn't originate by a spirit God and talking to prophets and pass it on, publish it. There's none of that as true. None. I mean, not even one dust of it is true. Okay? And what they do is make up these searches. But that was before our time. We don't know nothing about that. I mean, 2000 and beyond, when they do come up with those things, right, and tell us about 1,500 years before Christ, those things were given by God. Look, these folks were fucking each other's ass when they contrive up those kind of stuff in the Bible, because they are reading history and extracting ideas from history to make up the Bible, like this is the way the real world began. Not gonna go like that, right? So they now make, we grow up in the church, and church is a normative thing to us. And we don't know that these writing in the Bible, 66 books, talking all kind of things, a lot of good things in the Bible, but not the creation. So they give you the creation first and edit it to make it appear like, okay, this is where life started. My friends, listen to me. These white people, see them now? When we go to convention in Jamaica, these white men come with their planes and stuff like that. 1 week convention. They come for money. Now, don't get me angry. Don't get me hostile. Okay? Because I'm so angry at the mockery that African hybrid people has been going through, right? First of all, it was interbreeding that they did while they start talking. Now, I'll read out all of the history and open the book as to why the world is in the shape it's in. And why black people, most of us are going to just perish, like a lot of gone on before, perish with believing Adam and Eve in a Bible, Adam and Eve in the Bible is believe it's a true story. And their belief and faith was spent in vain. You see, because a Bible that has no academic consultant approval, teacher's review approval, when you read the World History textbook, you see those people are in the link of educated, civilized minds that tells you what history is, and the Bible doesn't. And if you want to read the Bible and you can certify that it is a civilized book, I want a copy of what you write. I'll buy it. And it's like, you know, now if you do a job that is really acceptable in the superior academic standard of communication knowledge, if you do such a great job that people are compelled to turn around to hold on to what you said, then I, at least for research, I'm going to buy it. And if you really do something in there that really affects me from a linguistic, standpoint, then look, it will be worth me buying and maybe more than buy it. You see what I mean? So how world leaders, and who are these world leaders now? These are the sodomite white people. The things that they have conjured up will not allow you and I to see clearly that they are not that we Africans are not the people who can try who write the creation story in the Bible. Now, I'm not going any further with my denunciation of the creation story because it doesn't make any sense to stretch it beyond the totality of what it calls creation story. That's all there is to it. It's like your birth. If you were not born, then forget about it. I want to talk about if you were born. It's the fact that you were born. And then it's reason to pay attention to you because you're a viable life. The Bible is not a viable creation story. Okay? It is these white people that are coming from where they never spoke. They were mute in the first beginning of their ancestors that give evolution to them. They never spoke. They could not spoke. They will never speak at all in their entire existence. And they never did. They developed to be called the second level of human development. Homo erectus. That's what the book says. That's what the history book says. Okay? And what they did when they get to that level, they are still making stone tools, okay? The thing that went wrong that caused the world to be in the shape it's in today is because when they, at the Homo erectus level, begin to interbreed with Neanderthals. And if you read, you will see exactly who the Neanderthals are and what species Neanderthals came from. It does not come from the hominid, Homo erectus species. They are hominid. That's where we started with the humanity, at hominid to Homo sapien. So there was the evolution of the hominid 3 to 3.5 million years ago, man. That's a long time ago. So that's the beginning of the human race then, as a whole. 3.5 million years ago. There was no other human kind around. All that you see in the world is the textbook. It doesn't tell you nothing like that. It was these white people or the first. So go read it for yourself, because you don't need to make me sit here and sweat trying to explain it to you when you can go read it yourself. I am not going to talk to anybody and waste time who decide to believe something and don't go where established civilized thinking tell you to go to find out if something is right. If you don't want to find out what is right by knowledge, then, you know, it's a waste of time to have communication at all. Because if you don't know that you should go to the source, just like in our day and time, people of different professions, you know, use certain books that taught them to do their craft. When they're having any problem, that's the book they consult. Now, we have history textbook in Sumerian that has, don't talk nothing about black people, species. No. We have, like, a modern account that tells us about what happened since over the past 2,000 years. But then, a part of this history we get from good science, like 3.5 million years ago. And trace the first humanoid that evolved. So you have the evolved human being that don't count into civilization. And if you read the World History textbook today that talks about Africa and the ethnic group of people, you don't read nothing about white people. Now, they are writing and telling all kind of stuff now as the ruler of the world and said, you know, and don't make any distinction between their species and the species of the African people. And we are never joined together at all in the civilized history that you're reading the World History textbook. White people textbook is faggot textbook. That's the Holy Bible. Okay? It's a faggot non-civilized book that they have. They use the Bible as a source, a fact, and relate that to African people. We have nothing to do with them and anything that they do and say it's civilized. Because they're not. They're still fucking asshole batty. Okay? And to show you that civility don't belong to them, they don't know anything about the society, civilization, and their conduct today. Everybody is talking now like everybody was created in one species and talking. And that's not the truth. These faggot white people, they messed up the world. Okay? So what I want to tell you is that if you don't know these details about the history that we're supposed to read, and you read Bible, these fucking batty white people that come and decide now there is no difference between them and us, except we are nobodies and they are the people to be reckoned with. Well, they didn't know to talk up to 100,000 years ago. That's the World History textbook I'm telling you. And if, look, you have a right to lock me up and put me in a jail cell and don't give up on the key and keep the key in your pocket. I can die in there. If I am telling the lie, that's what you can do. I never see the light of day again. And you have my permission to do that. But before you do that, you can't ambush me. You can't kill me. You have to prove that you have the truth. The world must witness that you have the truth, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you, these white people, according to history, is far different from what the world perceived them to be. And for lack of reading and understanding is really what is killing us in the world today. Okay? All right? Now, if I didn't read enough to understand it, I wouldn't be telling you anything. I would be going along just like everybody else, like when I was, you know, I mean, from age 27 till I'm over 50. My head got, you know, very, very serious about what is truth and what is not true. So I begin to hold my own by the words that we have, where I can distinguish between what is making sense and what don't make no sense. Right now, I don't feel any dread for anybody in the world to come and, you know, like exchange views with me, because I am not going anywhere. I am not backing down from anyone or any institution, because everybody got to go through the same straight gate when it comes to words and science process. Everybody got to go through the same gate. You start reading from first grade until you go on to university, right? And what did you miss? What have you missed? While you are reading about Adam and Eve in a garden, and you never can see the most primary fact that should be given in the Bible. Where is the geography of Adam and Eve? Where a spirit God made them to start, you know, where he kicked them out of the garden. Where is that garden? Okay? And if you can't find that, then you know what? You're going to dead in your ignorance. No, but we are not going to allow these faggot fucking people to leave where they started out their life 1.3 million years ago. You see? Because they had like 2 million years went by before they leave out of Africa. Okay? So they leave out of Africa when they were 2 million years in development, hominid. When they went up into Europe and Asia 1.5 million years ago. That's what the history book says. I'm going to read some of that to you. But, you know, it's like it's taking me a while to just get to that point. But I'm coming to you. I'm giving you a background, okay, so that today will be a day of reckoning when you will give account for who you are. And especially if you're out there and listening to me, I'm telling you what is serious, okay, so that the world will be restored to sanity. These white people don't have anything to represent themselves as government. For them to pull off this scam on the African world is one of the biggest scams ever known. The Bible that you're reading, right? When I found out that is not everything in the Bible tells truth, and especially the creation story that must tell the truth, don't tell no truth at all. It doesn't tell no truth at all. These are homosexual making up stories. Okay? It's not a joke. When you see the tornado up there, that's what I'm going to talk about on the session of the show, right? But I'm coming with a background. Now, I don't like to talk ineffective. I want a background that is relevant with what I'm saying, that you can begin to get the strain of the understanding that history is. And we don't belong to these white people, animalistic thinking, when they crossbreed over into Homo sapiens and begin to give the world problem. And how they got Africa to give up all of the kingship government to them, who are sodomites. Okay? Now, this is frightening. I mean, it wasn't what I expected. I never thought I would have this kind of an experience. Jesus' concept is a total different thing. And that's what I had believed. Nothing was going to change that unless I started to read effectively. Okay? But now, it doesn't take anything for a person with a PhD at the words and know, just like I look at it and see what it says. All right. So, let me come to this point and tell you. When I read what I thought people should know, regardless of what anybody get to know, but I wanted to tell the world what I grew up in church, taught, and what I come to know. I think other people should hear what I have to say and do whatever you want to do with it. Only that what you're reading is not something for you to believe in, because none of us were created to believe in anything except we want to. You don't read nothing in a Bible and believe it, especially about, you know, divine and spiritual stuff. You don't believe those things. You must get a knowledge to have divinitive type of knowledge. Okay? Then we call this the tangible things that we touch and taste and everything like that. The tangible things and the intangible things. It's not something that you can touch and taste, right? So if you get a vision about something, that is a divine, intangible thing. You get dream about something, and sometimes we get real dream that really tell us something. I got a few dreams that are really from a child coming up. You know, I mean, serious, intangible, spiritual dream that turns out to be something I respect as something that materialized in my life, right? Like dreaming about my friend far away, I haven't seen for a long time, right? And we born in Jamaica. This person live in California, and I live in Florida. And for we communicate a little. And there was one time I remember I had a dream about her, and it wasn't too long after I had a dream about her. And nobody talked to me. I don't know anything. But I dreamt that she got divorced. And like the time when it happened. So like I said, it wasn't a long time that passed by. I'm communicating my dream to her. And I call her, and we're talking on the phone. And I told her the dream I had. And she said it's true. And about the time, it's true. And so I know that people can have dreams and visions, and these things can turn out to be true. But look, if she did not tell me it was true, I wouldn't think anything about the dream. I would let it slide, go by. And of course, I dream other dreams. I can't tell you the same thing, but I know, you know. I mean, people can dream things, and they turn out to be something with literal significance. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you, if you are not sound in your mind to distinguish between tangible things, hard facts, if you don't have sense to understand the difference between that and the intangible, when you are thinking of something and you want to sort out some fact about it, and you have to think. Your thinking is not a tangible thing. It's intangible. But it is a factor that we must learn to understand. If you feel to do something good for someone and you think it is good for them, then you know that's something good. You know, you're not going to hurt anybody. It's all going to be good. So you think about it, and you don't want them to think anything indifferent about you and things like that. So you do it in a sacred way and clear that you are not going to be accused of anything doing good, right? That's an intangible thing you are going to make tangible when you put it into action. What if you never put it into action? Well, that's it. It blows away in the wind. All right. The Bible story that we read, when we read it, we're doing an intangible thing, because you read it and you, like, believe it. And you are poised to act upon it and create create a tangible effect out of the spiritual intangible that you think about. So it means when you're thinking, you must know that your thinking is an energy. And if you go wrong with it, if it is negative and you do it, you know, you're going to ruin your life now. Because if you think that you want to kill somebody, right, or you want to steal something from somebody, you must know that you're having a spiritual thought. And that's what you must be careful of when you're thinking and you recognize it's a negative thing. Look, you need to start praying to the Lord. Whatever you think the Lord is, pray to the Lord to remove that away from your mind, because you know that's not good, right? Well, only becomes a problem when we find internal power begin to move us from the positive to negative. That's when life is rough. It's not when somebody is trying to get you to do something. You should not put anybody in your life to have that effect on you, to where you are actually rolling in the ground to not do what they want you to do. Don't make nobody get take that place in your life. So what I'm trying to say to you here is, when I read and find out certain things, I was outright disappointed about my upbringing in the church. I couldn't find anything to hold on to. And remember, I'm not saying nothing in the Bible is not good. A lot of things in the Bible really are good, but not the creation story. And it's just like me telling you, you were never born, you know, and you don't have that. Point is, when you grow up in the church and are taught certain things, and you don't have any other options in your mind to lean on, you have to go by what you were taught. So in my case, when I read and I found out and make a distinction, because reading really, you know, allows you to make distinction. Your use of words will carry you down the road where you must make distinction in the things you think about and think to do. If you don't make distinction and can suspect when evil is knocking on your door to drive the evils away, if you drive the evil, rebuke the evil, pretty soon it will be gone. You will be left in a state to cling to what is right, okay? You'll get away from the evil if you rebuke it and send it away. You don't want to do that. Go get away from me, you nasty, whatnot, okay? You're not into that. You want the good spirit that was put in you to have power. So don't make anybody come in your life that are going to push you and overwhelm you to do nonsense. Read and follow what you know to be the truth. All right. So did I do. When I got all these things in my mind now and say, you know, it is unbelievable. I mean, you can understand my passion, and I wrote a book. Ain't nobody can, when people try to tell me that, you know, I have autism and stuff like that, I can understand why they say that, because I have a higher sense of words, use of words, and applications, right? The word science process of words and how you communicate, I have a higher sense of that now than when I just believe stuff, right? So people now who still on that level of perception, they think I'm crazy. But I deal with too many people who nobody consider to be crazy. Okay? And the comparison between them and myself is not one where they find a reason to condemn me and can do it successfully. Nobody can say, you know, something is wrong with my head, because my head is more right than before. I begin to read and observe what I'm reading to know, is that something I wish to regard as a fact? Okay, so it's not about believing anything now. It's a matter of identifying things as a fact, right? So people who don't get out of the darkness are telling me I am in the darkness when they are in the dark, right? I am going to learn. I'm open up to learn and everything like that. But the way words instruct us, and we have got to learn words. Word is not trying to learn us at all. We must learn how to use words before we get good and right results. So this is what I wrote as a synopsis. It is time to correct the madness. Are you sure the beliefs you hold about the history of humanity are true? Have you ever wondered where the biblically based accounts and centuries-old traditions are rooted? Do you know? When the earliest civilizations began documenting the activities of humanity for posterity, they opened a field for recorded history upon which many would seek to play a part. Therefore, modern civilizations have trouble distinguishing recorded truth from recorded history. Recorded truth from recorded lies. My eye just slipped off the word a while ago. Okay? So this is what happened. Therefore, modern civilizations have trouble distinguishing recorded truth from recorded lies. You see what is happening today? You talk about your psychological eyes, or the psychological eye, and the outer eye that you look and view the outer world, right? The inner eye is really what teaches us knowledge, distinction, and an understanding of things that comes from the outside, right? And that which is on the inside, our psychological pineal eye, is what gives us the ability to have all the powers that teaches us the right way of a civilized life. So, it goes on to say here, unraveling the truth of our origin, the civilized origin, not white people origin, because I told you before that they are hominid. That's the species who they are. That's what the World History textbook says. And I'm not going outside of what the World History textbook says. I'm using what the certified World History says. So anything you hear, I read, that is my exact words, or my exact word, I didn't pick it up from out of, you know, nowhere. I take it from the word source that tells me this is certified, it's right. Now, it goes on to say, yes, unraveling the truth of our origin is a task that calls for exceptionally sharp reasoning skills. That's a fact. You know, that's what moved me from being somebody who didn't have anything to say to somebody who has something to say, because I read and know about the outside world and not the inside world of the Bible that I am accustomed to. All right? Now, who has the challenge? Who is winning this fight? I mean, nobody hasn't pounced on me yet. Nobody pounced on me yet. Anything I say, it's a fact. And there is nothing in what they, in America, or what they call United States, there is nothing out there that they call government that can bend or twist or make ambiguous what I have found. You just cannot. Because, I mean, I don't brag, I don't boast about this, because to me, this is the most sacred thing. And I mean, vastly humble about this. I don't have that spirit inside of me like to show people off something that I know. I cannot, I will never do that. I don't feel the appetite for that. I have a different nature. That when I am talking something of this nature that I'm talking about, there is no quack, 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 quack going on in what I am saying. So that, take up what I'm saying and find something that will destroy thinking and saying. And then you're in business. You are in business. But I couldn't ask for more. I couldn't offer anything more. I couldn't proffer anything more than to give you the liberty to find the truth, that you can come and show me why I don't have the truth, if that's what you're thinking. If you think what I'm saying is the thing that will lead you not to throw away what you know that is true, to rather take away what is not true and let you know how to use the good things that you are thinking. When we are dealing with things with a confused mind, we will only get some things right. They say you hit and you miss. I am not missing, since I get a conscious mind to read. Stay loyal to what I read. I don't lose anything. I don't lose no point, because I see everything that is relevant to the truth that we are supposed to hold on to. The white people are not looking for no truth. You just know that. Christianity is not a system that looks for truth. And when they are showing you the side of Christianity that gives you a feeling to be comfortable with Jesus' blood, you're done. You are done, done, done. No joke about that. And the amount of people, because I'm certain about what I'm saying, I mean, there's a lot of people out there who don't want to hear my name at all, at all, at all, at all. But why do I, after over half a century, why do I come to be somebody who deliver what I am thinking and nobody to hold me wrong? Why is that? When I never run away from anybody who would want to exchange views with me. Because you see, it's like two boxers. And one is prevailing against the other. You know, they have to train a lot to fight, in the boxing. It's a, sport fight or what they call it. But you can kill each other boxing. The point I am making, though, is this. If the both of them are skilled evenly, more often you are going to find out that if it's good referees and the judges, usually three judges or so, they will draw the match, because these two contenders, they are equal in skills. And, somehow hard to, gain the edge over the other. But it doesn't happen like that all the time, though. But you can expect that to happen. That, two guys may climax in their ability to learn and to execute, but you have some that will supersede the other. But they are two experts. But you have one who is like two sprinters. One will run, and almost win, but the other one has the edge. What I'm trying to say to you here, my friends, I grew up a meek and humble little child and a young man. I don't know what it is to go steal anything from anybody. I never felt one day at all to steal something from somebody. Except to stone a fruit tree and try to get some fruit, like when I was back in Jamaica. I wouldn't try that like in America, but in Jamaica, you know, I, you know, well, you know, it's not a strict place and stuff like that. You could, you know, throw a stone, but some people don't want you to do that. But, you know, we wouldn't lock up people, you know, to try to take two mangoes off your tree. But what I'm trying to say to you is this, is that the world that we are living in right now, we are in peril. And where the tooth is going to come from to straighten somebody like me when my parents are solid Christian? They don't, I don't recall I've seen my parents reading anything. But they can read, I mean, sign their name on and live polite. But they were not no graduate from anywhere, right? And they're Christian. So that means they never find out anything much. Right? And of 11 of us, they really needed to learn and to teach us things that we needed to know coming into a strange world, and they are bringing us there. But they didn't. I don't hold anything against them, because I read a lot now, and I get to understand many things that I didn't dream of knowing. So I cannot put it in a scale and weigh against my parents. No. But I can tell you, before my mother passed away, she realized that something was happening to me. Yes, she did. And she told one of my cousins to pay some attention to me, that, you know, but that was before, you know, coming on close to when she passed away. But when she was hopping, moving about, she's hearing me, you know, detesting the church. And I never used to do that. So something has got to be the right or wrong with me beyond my mother's comprehension. But she was definite. My cousin told me after she passed away that she told him, ask him to, you know, to give a high on me. Because my mother loved all of us. But I don't know what she died and gone with is if she kept her feelings about me. You see? Because I know I manifest to her that I am a little, I am subtly cunning. Subtly cunning. Like, you know, I say some things to her and companies around, you know, like we go out and into the field and cooking and, you know, they, you know, I mean, like pick some broad leaves and spread it on the ground and put the food on it. And I would say, me not eat off of the ground because I am not a dog. I say stuff like that. You know, that when I was really young, like maybe 8 or 9 or 7, and maybe somewhere there. But I was very young. I was innocent of anything I was saying because I don't know much of the value in what I was saying, right? Another time we are coming from the field and, you know, with our little, what we call slingshot, you know, trying to shoot birds. And I was just both of us coming from the field, and she was ahead of me, and I was, you know, when you try to gaze and to you know, you lose time walking, right? You stop and you're gazing and you're trying to see if you find a bird and to let off a shot. So my mother was ahead of me and kind of get weary of waiting for me to catch up with her. So she stopped and waited. When I was close enough to her, she said, come on, Pa. And today, I'm very sorry the way I answered my mother. And like I say, I was maybe like 10 years of age or 11 or stuff like that. And then you know, I started to follow her because I was not a rebellious person, but I just feel like self-confident. You know, I'm okay. Ain't nothing, you know, but I mean, come on, Omar, you can't afford to go on. You're not giving me any suck. You know, I mean, we are all breastfed children. So, you know, I felt to tell her, no, like, leave me, let me shoot the birds, you know. But she was doing the right thing. She was doing the right thing. But my point is, they didn't know what to tell us. Because they grew up in Jamaica when slavery were just pulling down the slavery thing, you know, the physical slavery, right? My mother, I don't think she was born, when she was born, they probably just begin to dump the slavery, the physical slavery. Right, though they didn't release us in every way in political sense, right? But what I'm trying to tell you, it is a faggot atmosphere. The slavery thing is a faggot. Homosexuals, white people, okay? Because they're a sodomite culture. They're no civilized people at all. But because we come at a time when we hear them talking, we don't know the history that tells us of their ancestry 3.5 million years ago. So they had 2 million. This is very important. There are 2 million years that hominid reign. When they evolved to a higher level of humanity, right? That is called Homo erectus. So hominid is their direct ancestry. So you talk about they make stone tool, they can't talk for that 2 million years. If you don't talk, see, if you don't talk for even, you know, after you turn maturity, adult. If all of your adult life you don't speak, then you wouldn't expect. If you have a child, and when it comes to time for them to talk, them not talking anymore, then you know there's something wrong with them. They're sick, right? Well, these white people in history, they never spoke for 2 million years. Now get what I'm saying, right? Get what I'm saying, because they are now talking, and you can't tell that they were people who come from mute ancestors. But it is true. And you may take me for a joke because I'm not talking like a Harvard scholar. It's going to stay there, right? What is hidden from the wise and prudent revealed to the babe and suckling, right? And the man who can read, one give to him the book, say the Bible, and say, read it for me, I pray. And he, with the great education, said to the person want to have it read, he said, it is sealed. I can't read it. That's what the learned person says, the educated person. And what next? Take the book to one who is learned. Well, two are about the same, right? But this learned person, I guess, not just reading, but well learned. Read this for me, I pray. And the learned man said, the first one was the learned one who said the book is sealed. The second one, when asked to read the book, he said, I can't read it because I'm not learned. Okay? So that doesn't mean that he cannot read, but he doesn't have learning enough to, like, read a book. All right? So later, it goes on to say, but the man who could read the book was one who see out of obscurity. This person cannot really read. okay, are classified as a non-reader. So he's using more judgment on things and stuff like that. But that person was able to tell the truth of what is in the book. So what I'm trying to say to you, some good things are in the Bible, but the main thing that's supposed to be in the Bible is the creation of the hybrid ethnic people. That is the truth that's supposed to be in the Bible, and it's not in there. And why it is not in there? It is the history of the white people that tells the story. How they interbreed with another species and another species. Well, in this case, is with one other significant species. And that is the Homo sapiens species. But it has more clarification to it, because the Neanderthals was one of two subgroups that came from Homo sapiens. Although Homo sapiens border the last line from hominid to Homo sapiens, right? That's the extreme of the development of the human species, right? So humanity is not one species. At least we have two here that we're looking at, or maybe three, because we become a different species. The civilized people that you read about in the World Literature Textbook become an hybrid. But we and the Homo sapien Neanderthals, we come from the same ancestry of Homo sapien. But we are not like the Neanderthals now, because they are only Homo sapien, but we are Homo sapien, because the blood that makes us hybrid, the gods, the Elohim, the Anunnaki, and so forth and so on, the deities, they give their blood to create us. These white people don't want anybody to know that, so they are writing and take over control not control of our government, because they don't identify with our government. They take over a coup. It is a coup they stage and begin to use political power. False. Fraudulent. Political power. Democracy is a fraudulent government. It's not real, it's not authentic government. And we must know that, because, you ever see thatch houses? People make thatch houses. I mean, thatch houses are good. And far, far in superior to what they call A.D. Anadarmani. A.D. Anadarmani don't even have anything like thatch. That people make up a thatch house that can easily blow away and stuff like that. A.D. Anadarmani does not exist as a tangible thing. It is an intangible lie. A.D. Anadarmani in the year of our Lord is an intangible lie. And you must understand that it all happened 100,000 years ago. If you know this story, the history of the African creation in the image of the gods, the Elohim, that we were created, DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube by the gods themselves on the southern tip of South Africa, in the Abzu. They created us with glass tube. Mix the blood of the Homo sapiens and remove us from the Neanderthals, right? We now have the blood of the gods. Neanderthals don't have that. Neanderthals did not talk. We spoke. on the very first birth of Homo sapiens sapiens, fertilization in vitro. We spoke. Okay? So we are different from Neanderthals, who never spoke. However, what these white people did, going out of their species to another species, they're coming from the hominids, are ape-like men. Just pictures of that. They're ape-like men for the first 2 million years. And when they were now ranked as Homo erectus and interbreed with the Neanderthals, they lost their flat nose and the monkey looking, ape-like looking. That's when they shed it. Do you understand what I'm saying? They shed their ape-like looks and their flat face of Kenya. Flat-faced man of Kenya. That's who they were in the World History textbook. The World History textbook would never go out of the way to lie about that. And especially when, you know, it is a straight line where there is nobody to come up or call me and tell me that I'm lying. Because if they go into the World History textbook, it will blind them with the fact that it's true. Right? Because if they don't want to see the truth and them see that, they may just go naturally blind, you know. But it should give them sight. But these people are too gross now, man. They may just go blind for real if they have to face the truth. I am saying to you, this is what caused our world to be in the shape it's in. Now, it's going to be a big deal when people begin to read this, when people begin to read and actually see the eye open to the fact that white people come from hate. I used to hear that black people come from ape. But since I'm reading the book that tells us the truth, now away from, you know, I said, wait a minute. You know, it's like it was too good to be true. How come they are saying, where they get the notion from that black people come from ape? They are the ones who started 3.5 million years ago. So 2 million years before they leave Africa and go up into Europe. That make it now 3.5 million years ago they started origin in Africa. And after 2 million years, they go up into Europe and Asia. And from there till now is 1.3. So in all, they exist for, you know, 3 or 4 million years, these white people here. And they never, yes, yeah, so now, we know for sure the account shows that they make stone tools from being just hominid, basic hominid, to come to Homo erectus. They only know about making stone tools and light a fire, okay? So 2 million years gone by, and now they go up from Africa into Europe and Asia. And it run out now to 1.5 million years. That make it 3.5 or more. That's a long time. They don't talk. Now, what would make them talk now? They interbreed with the Neanderthals and go for most about 40 years or something like that, 40,000 years or something before they interbreed with the Neanderthals about 40 years or so ago until like about 100 No. That 40,000 years. Okay. Yes. About 40,000 years ago. So 100,000 years ago, they begin to interbreed with us as we were leaving Africa. So after our, we developed for 100,000 years, some of the African people began to move out to other places outside of Africa. All right? It's something that you read. It's something I read. I'm not dreaming about this. All right. So, you know, it's a trickle. It's a gradually, they go on with those kind of things, and it would take a long time before it come to anything. The tree would bear fruit down the road, right? So the Neanderthals offspring that they became, it got rid of their ape-like appearance, you see? That's what happened. You get what I'm saying? White people were 100% hominid. And 2 million years later, they're called Homo erectus. Do you get that? You better get it. Because all these old bunch of nonsense that is going on in the world, it better be over now. You know what I mean? It is over now, whether or not anybody like it or not. The truth don't sleep in a bed with these kind of a sodomite stuff. So where the white people going to go in the face of the truth? Oh, all these people going to hold on to the Bible and say they don't believe what history is saying? Well, the tornado's going to get you. But before I get to the tornadoes, so that you know what time it is now, is Aquarius, is not Pisces anymore. It's almost, it is Aquarius. And I was born Aquarius too, under the star of the, I was a zodiac. These folks here, white people, they gone far away from civilization, and they want the world to recognize their honest fucking culture as the real culture of the earth. That's what they're doing. No, this is a catastrophe, and this is blasphemous when it comes to what the gods set upon planet earth, and them decide that they turn gods now. And after it's in the world history textbook where they try, they learn to be priests and do sacrifice and start their own thing of the civility that the God gives us. I read it all the time, my friends, that, you know, the gods came here to earth 450,000 years ago and set up themselves in South Africa on their mission for what they came for. There's a lot of them. And the place now is reportedly by Michael Tillinger and John Enney and others. Other like scientists who go over there and astonished to see what they have found, that the first civilization started over there, and now they want to talk of these sodomites, white people. They want to say that civilization start in Mesopotamia. They are turning African people into every ways that we do not understand who we are. Now, they don't have anything to say now that can stifle what I say. I am not John Allegra. I am not known by nobody of what they call significance in the world. But I have the truth. And they don't have enough tongue to create anything with what I'm saying, because it is, you know, brilliant fact in the most valuable source of history that we know. They can't destroy what I'm saying, because I don't come with something else. I come with what is here and not being used for the purpose, like kingship government for the African people. Where is our kingship government and the kings that make law code? Like Hernamu and Sargon and Amurabi and many, many others. They are even denying that there is a Sumerian king list of kings that rule before the flood. These are the kind of stuff. All right, so I read to you what I want to tell you. And I often tell you about the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, my friends. Listen, these white people that you see out there, this is their judgment right now. Right? Because they are looking at somebody here in Tim Aldred that I don't fear no humanity. I don't fear no humanity. And I don't talk things that any human being can, as a condemnation against stuff I'm saying. Because every now and then you find people come nut job, talk about they are Jesus Christ and they this. I'm none of those things. I call myself nicknames like anybody can call themselves, like global philosopher, the global man, and stuff like that. My thinking is not really towards what is going on there around the world. So everybody's, looking for some sex tonight and blah, 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 blah. I am far elevated above even the sex that I feel I want. My knowledge is far beyond having sex. I know that the thrill of sex is something that just kills us, man, right? We can't do without sex. We turn fool when we want sex and everything like that. I cannot blame people who are, having a hard time to find a higher realm of thinking besides just sex. You know, when somebody don't feel well, they don't want no sex. You know what I mean? Sex, when you want sex, it's not something that we create to feel good. It is nature that's inside of us to feel good, but to have sex to reproduce, because that's the whole value of sex. It's not our feeling good. It's not that. But now, these white people come in and mess up our civilized world. When we should have a higher attainment of knowledge. No, we want sex. And not the right sex. If it were the right sex we want, then nobody would pay that attention. But they want to turn the African world into a sodomite culture. That's what they said. That's what they say. So, they say that, and you may think that, oh, I'm making noise. But it's what they say, I'm telling you. You don't read it, I read it. And it's not like, say, I write what somebody read. No, they confirm it. You go on Twitter, you go on Google and ask certain kind of questions and see what they tell you. They are apologists for sexual honor sex. Yeah. Every one of them, Trump, Biden, Obama, you keep on counting, man. All of the white people them that you see, I said the president and them are married and stuff like that. You know why they're married? They didn't know nothing about law for married, nothing. They were not human beings. Remember, they go through the Neanderthals to look like they are humans. They shed their flat face and stuff like that. You see what I mean? They get that from the Homo sapiens. Okay? So now they just get set up now to come and interbreed with our people. They never did talk. When they come through the Homo sapiens, the Neanderthals, when these white people, Homo erectus, when they interbreed for many thousands of years with crossbreed themselves and get out of their Homo erectus, flat face man of Kenya, and they become like human being now. Oh yeah, they were ready now to talk. And listen, it is the blood that makes us hybrid That's what make white people talk. Okay? And over the past 12,000 years, ooh, they skyrocket. They go viral all over the world. And the Bible, when did they write the Bible? When they were down there cutting off the African people's throat in Palestine and do them all kind of stuff down there and write all kind of fancy things about themselves. When they know they're honest fuckers, they know that. But they come here and realize they can fool us. And that's what they do. They didn't have a hard time to fool us. We just don't develop enough to deal with that kind of a 3.5 million wise cat. We just never ready for them. And we, our ancestors, gradually, they break into our species. That's what they do. And now they're talking and governing things. And we are having a very hard time that there's hardly any African people who are looking forward to see any change come. Sam Cooke is singing about this song. And I don't think Sam Cooke understood what he was singing, but he was singing a good song. Here it is.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last.
Okay. Wonderful. That is the change. Now, when I tell you these things, I know a lot of people will laugh and jeer, but look, this world is kept by the power of the Elohim gods. And we are kept in this modern time season for a reason. There's a reason why. You know, it would be like the fun that the gods have to themselves to leave us here with government and only to see that these hominids are progress to Homo erectus and then come and interbreed with our people who they tell not to do it. And look at what it come to and watch us go to, you know, destroy ourselves with what we have done. That the world just come, the civilized world is being constrained by the sodomites to only be concerned your biological function, sex. You know, beautify the place. You know, roads and terraces. Beautify it. Make fashions, you know, and you see on the TV, they always have these animals that they use, do commercial and stuff like that, or, you know, be a band, play music with inanimate stuff. These people are closest to animals, white people that you see here. And remember why they are who they are today. Think of what history tells us who they are, to the point are, you know, gone totally out of a civilized mind. Because African people are the first civilized human beings. But they reach a stage now where they can afford to denigrate us and reduce us to being what we are not. They get in this position. And you see, it's a drama that's being observed by the gods. You know, how long are the African people going to go on with these sodomite people come in and inundate us? Everywhere we go out of Africa, they inundate us. And first of all, they inundate Africa. They inundate Africa. And we allow them. You go there to a supermarket now. Which supermarket can you? You have to go far and wide to find a West Indian grocery. Really? If you see them, yeah, they do well, but they're not the big time thing, because the sodomites, they are the ones who in control of the wealth and can do things on that level. You see? But they didn't come here with anything. You can read into the World History textbook what they say when they come and taking over America and other places. But let's say America. What did they say? It tells you that they had nothing. But now it doesn't matter because they are in the driver's seat now. Africa give them, even give us, Africa give them the manpower to be who they are today and see where they get. You know, Africa sell out the African people to the sodomite culture. Yeah, the interbreeding. Africa allowed it. There's no way it could happen unless Africa did it. Because they are the ruler of the world, and they give over the ruler to the sodomite people. They have United Nations. They have everything. Where is Africa? Africa is the first there, and giving kingship to rule the entire world, orderly society, and kingship, righteous rule, law code. There's nothing else. Can't you see they push aside what is the power of the world by the gods, and now deny civilized history and where civilization come from?
They deny where it comes from and take credit for it. And all the world reduced to is men fucking each other's ass and fucking pussy. Right? And what do? Take all the system and establishment of the civilized gods and use it to fuck each other's ass well. That's what we are in. There's nobody to tell me anything to deny it, because when you look into the world history textbook, you realize, oh, this dude began to read. He began to see what's there. Who else do? Who else do? I can't find one more person that I can listen to that, you know, tells of what history, civilized history is. I can't find anyone. I can't find anybody. Why? Why the most learned and goodwill people still cannot tell? Wise men didn't see any star in the Bible. They can read better than me. It's not how much better than me they can read. It's what they understand when they read. Even a lawyer. Even lawyers I talk to, I'm way beyond them, because where their knowledge lies is in what these white people come here and set in a university. They're not supposed to be in our territory. They don't have no jurisdiction for our territory. How did they get to do it? Africa gave them. So if I don't revolt, like it's written, there would be remnant that see the light of day and will revolt. And there would be a change, you see, to what's going on. And now we have the hurricane, we have the tornadoes, and right now, my friends, if you do not know what is going on in the world, all the theft, all the burglary, all the atrocities by these white people. They don't know what to do with the money. They're handling too much money, which they only start to deal with money over the past 2,600 years. Okay? So they just have billion years, and that's all people, you know, care about. But the point is this. Sex is the central thing that is destroying the civilized world by people who are pretending that they are not sodomites, and that's what they are. Quietly, that's what they are about. Okay? And we cannot tell them to get out of our territory, because they turn us into idiots. All right? So now, like the last tornado up in Kentucky and the rest of the states, you know, quite a few people that was, you know, knocked their life out of them, right? Yes. Well, you know what? And some churches too. You didn't notice their churches, those churches? You know, they didn't left standing? Mm-hmm. But that's not the first, though. But they don't care. These sodomites don't care, because they don't have a spiritual interest at all. Although they'll talk about Christianity and stuff like that. They are just pretending. Christianity is a pretension institution. You might not know, and a lot of us in there, and we take it serious to live good and stuff like that, but we don't know. When I start to read, I find out the whole thing is a pretension. You know, it is all something we assume to be true, because we don't read and get to see what the real civilized world is. It's right in front of our faces, but we're not understanding it. But our intestine and these things that are inside the human anatomical body, it wasn't meant to give civilized people it's not a joy ride. The way you feel to have sex is something to make you have sex. It is something that you do not just don't care about having sex. Nature is not something that anyone can overrule, make up in your, you know, your inner core. You can't avoid it. Okay? But you notice when you don't want no sex, you don't want no sex. But when you want sex, you want sex. Sexual behavior. If you don't have sex as a healthy person, you're likely to get sick. That's no joke. That's not something that we invent. It is not invented to spoil the orderly way of life. As you can see, of course, there is absolutely no reason why, you know, you must be with one female or even a woman with one man. It's just that we are now squeezed up into this kind of thinking. But the real way to handle sex in an orderly society is not what we learn under AD and Adamani. We don't learn it under here. And you'd have to only have a historical education and live by it the way you want. But, you know, these people are telling that you must come and get married and they control all your assets and everything like that. That's what these sodomites. But we're coming around to destroying all this AD and Adamani bureaucracy because it's in the history. These people have no prerogative with Africans, right? On all of the atrocities that they are. Nobody addressed that. Black people talking about everything else, but they don't talk about the lack of legal jurisdiction on the part of these sodomites since they begin to talk. Obama, you see what I mean? And look, we have to excel above where we are in order for them and for the gods to take control of us because they give us enough knowledge and understanding and command over things. You look, and you will see the history shows that we were given legal control over the earth because they are the ones that brought civilization here and created us civilized beings. Nobody else wasn't. God, the gods are very angry that we go and give them our blood and they start talking. Okay? Today, nobody don't know, so we just go on like we are cows in a pasture. And these people, because they learn about the ways of the gods and how to carry on a society, they're not doing a good job at it in any kind of way. But they are doing it pretty good. They're doing it pretty good considering there's no one else to do anything. Anybody who come to understand the history and what civilization is, you begin to vomit. When you see these are sodomites, it's not like, you know, say one of the civilized culture like the Indian or Chinese take over the world and begin to like master a civilized world. There would be nothing wrong with that. If these sodomites can come and dump themselves everywhere we are and say it's theirs and like there's nothing else in life, if they can do that, why couldn't the Indian or the Chinese or the Hispanics or the Arabs do that? Instead, the Arabs went and worked for them. Yeah, they recruit the Arabs to help destroy this civilization because it is the civilization that is at stake. Civilization. And you don't know that. Go into that world below your body the sexual and the anus. They're close together. These organs are close together, right? And the exit, where the man pisses and the woman pisses, and they all pass ways, right? But the thing is, the place, the exit for the ways, is not a fuckery place. But these ape-like white people who purge their ugliness with the Homo sapiens, they are coming from back there with their hominid sexual nature. And you can't get it out of them. That's why now you see they coming and taking over everywhere and bringing laws that we don't know nothing about that. We don't know it in history. We don't know it from anywhere. But they decided that they're coming. And since Africa give them, you know, no holds barred, they do whatever they want. And if we cannot get them and say, no, get out and let the God step in. Because as long as you're going out there and worshiping a Jesus in a church, the gods can't deal with none of that. Because that's not civility. Jesus don't have a woman in his church function. And the reason is St. Paul will tell you why. And I won't even tell you why right now, because if you're reading New Testament, you should have known what St. Paul said. Why Jesus no want no woman? Okay, well, Jesus represents the Eucharist of the Sodomites. You know that. The Eucharist of the Roman Catholic Church. You see, there's no Roman Catholic Church. It's just Catholic Church. But Africa don't care. Let them go ahead, you know, and take these black people, they don't bother look on us as we are hybrid and creation of the gods. No. So all of this ignorance is going on over these past 2,600 years. And these sodomites take over everything, and the whole world belongs to them. All right. Well, I come on the scene on what I read. I'm not going to follow everybody else. Pope apologized for sins of Catholic. I'm taking it to task. I'm showing you that, look, this world that these white people come and taking over is not theirs. Read and you will see where they're coming from and how long, and that they never spoke anything. They would come here and begin to create challenge, like they're the ones who started the Bronze Age and start everything a-rolling. These fucking ass people, they sick stomach, they work vomit and everything. Everything out there, they're owned by them and stuff like that. Now, let them hear it now. You don't have any history to authorize them doing any of these things. Kingship is what the gods bring down for civilization. They don't have an entry into civilization. White people, fucking ass people, pretending like they are Homo sapiens. They never were, neither will they be at any time. They need to go through the wine press, okay, and go continue their evolution till when nature pleases to make them civilized. Right now, they're not. They're not civilized. All they're into is sex, fucking ass, and all those kind of uncleanness. That's what they're doing, and they want everybody to do it, and if you don't do it, you're nobody. You're going to find out now, and I'm going to tell you about the tornadoes that we have here for them. And they're going to find out that when it comes on them, they don't have nowhere to run, man. Okay? The biggest, deadliest tornadoes, EF5, scene after gaze defile U.S. since the 60s. You see what I mean? They come here in the 60s, and when they come here, there was, I haven't read any real account of tornadoes. And when I try to research to find out, what did the African Indians knew about tornadoes? The way in which they talk about it doesn't show the picture of what we have here today. Like we have tornadoes, Tornado Alley, and all that kind of thing. And at the rate that they are penetrating the weather system, you know, why do they have, when, of course, there were no weather system before, right? Like what they have here, you know, I mean, 24 hours, they're reading the weather. Why do you think they are paying attention to the clouds? Why? They know that the God's power is up there, and but they would want to make it seem like, no, it's not real accountable things going on up there. But they have the most sophisticated technology to deal with the weather system above. And if they have to have so much knowledge to deal with the weather above, the clouds and the formation and the different atmospheric, I mean, science that cause the world to exist, if they have to be doing so much, why they are behaving like the gods that we read about in history? When they were here, they have direct control over what happened in the sky and in our atmosphere. Why? So it goes to show you, just like the Bible, I tell you about Jesus' blood, and no, Jesus' blood not there. It's the blood that makes us hybrid, make human hybrid, right? And place us above the third existence of human. Now we are above the third establishment of human being. We, the hybrid, because we have the blood of the gods through DNA fertilization in vitro. Now, my friends, if you look at the story that speak of the existence of the world, there is just no way you would hesitate to recognize that the truth exists far beyond the nonsense what these white people making up churches and telling you, you know, all kind of things. And, you know, their dirty and stinking self, they kind of leave it out, you know, out. And like it's two different worlds you're dealing with. No, my friends, you're not dealing with no two different worlds. BC and AD is two different worlds, okay? And you don't, they are not fuckers. They make the world like it is the world that they come and represent now. Okay, where the sexuality is represent the God's science. To make a civilized world, it is not like back in time 3 to 4 million years ago. No, it's not like in that time, because the God came to earth and make an intervention, and it doesn't seem like the gods were not familiar with the earth. The history shows that they had familiarity with the earth before they came here, right? Well, it's just that we just come and we don't know or read much to understand, you know, things that are there sitting down that we don't even read and things like that. So we don't get to know much of anything. But the science that is put for us to have with the king and priests, or king priests, these guys burglarize our place and get their secret. That's the reason why they're doing what they're doing right now, right? But they take along their fucking ass with them, two men fucking each other's ass, that they are using our system that they never have over 3.5 million years or more. They didn't know anything about civilized law and society. White people didn't drag them up to the line and choke them with the lies that they write in the Bible. Choke them with it. Nothing else. You see what I mean? Because they cannot get away from the lies that they wrote. Those are powerful energy. You face them with it, they'll find out they turn real red, not white. You see what I mean? When they think that they have all the power, it's going to turn out that the gods laugh because they don't understand. We won't have no problem with them besides tell them, get out. And we have no support for what they do. No democracy, no church, none, no voting, no political, operation. These faggots must go back where they come from. That's the position I am giving to old. They must go back where they come from. They're not going to get justification to say about they can go to Mars and they know this and they know that. They didn't know it all this time that they are in Europe. 1.5 million years. They didn't know zinc. Nothing. They can't show anything. Where did they filth? They never have a toilet. They didn't have nothing like that. They didn't have clothes. Thing there. And they write all these old bunch of junk into the Bible, Genesis creation story. It's not a story. Okay? So if you want to continue to live down that, of those kind of a stuff, you don't get to know the civilized world yet. Okay? Now, I'm telling you, this is a different time. And think about what I'm trying to tell you. The gods are the ones that causes the atmospheric power to exist. They came to Earth. Things were not the same. Okay? They created atmospheric condition when they came here. They have all the sophisticated science to make cloud rise and fall rain on a systematic basis, right? Now, but you have to read to know that. We're not going to find that in the Bible because the Bible is talking wriggles and, you know, Jesus talking, you know, all kind of different parables and all in kind of foolishness. And no, Jesus don't exist. You see, all I'm talking about Jesus, Jesus never existed, right? And they turn it into too many kind of evil interpretation for anybody to look at white people like they are good. They're not people. They're coming from apes. I mean, this story is not in the history about any African people, hybrid people, or black people, or Chinese. These are ethnic people. It's not there that they come from apes. It's the white people, they come from apes, right? Where they develop in Africa, right? The flat-faced man of Kenya. It's them alone, no African people. It's time to have deliverance by the truth, okay? And already talk about they set up prison and all these places to put African people. Look, they better fill those places they have there for African people, a government in America, because they are going to be targeted and destroyed, really, because they don't show that they're good for anything else but to be destroyed. And I don't say by me. I didn't say by me, and I didn't say by any other human like me, but the gods who set up the system. They have us here to live the way they taught us to live. These guys learned the way, but they turned off and decided to let it go, sodomites. You see, and they have everything to make it go sodomites. They're on the edge of just making things go totally out of hand. It's not totally out of hand because right now, the energy is there sustaining us. a remnant of us will stand up. A remnant, and it don't take a lot of remnant either. In some cases, it only uses me. Just me. Just me alone. Right? And it's only for them to exacerbate something to make it worse. Worse for them. Because they say we don't have anywhere, but inalienable rights belong to us. Don't belong to faggots that come over where there's no jurisdiction for their place at all. And if they think that, oh, they have it well now to go around and there is no problem now because they control everywhere, they fucking ass too much that they cannot come to a good sense of what is civilization, right? And get out of the way. Get themselves back where they belong. Because if they are sufficient, 1.5 million years up in Europe and Asia, and they weren't able to make no other tool but stones, right? They couldn't make clothes. There's nothing that we have here in science that they could have known about. And read what they have done since the gods been here and have done. They have nothing to do with what the gods have done here. They just want to turn us idiots that we don't know whether we are coming or going. That's all they want. But any day we see the truth in whole, not in part, well, let's say like I'm here, and I'm here alone. Just me. Just me. Because there's hardly anybody around me that feels to what I am discovering, and I am not discovering anything because I sleep at night and dream dreams, is actually reading the relevant information that the God set up for us. They don't want us to have no dreams and not like that. Now that is out of the picture. But if you have dream, you have dream. But that's not what it's depending on. We have history, a record of the past. We have prehistory, and we have latter history, like what the AD and Adam and this fucking ass time history. Okay, the church, the time of the church, where the Pope apologized for sins of Catholic and all abominable thing that they've been doing to us, and we never do nothing. It's amazing that we never do nothing to them, but they choose to do everything to us. All right, well, here is the tornadoes now, the tornadoes. White Erectus people, the white people, them, 1.5 million years in Europe, gaze turn America 100% homosexual country, right? Yes. After white Homo erectus people, the sodomite white people, them, the Yamnaya culture, them, the interbreed between African hybrid, the hybrid blood that they come and interbreed with over the past 100,000 years, 12,000 years. They excel into talking speech and have their own country and take over everywhere we live. Their people can live in a dear country at peace, but we do not. Why? Why? Now, let them stand up in front of what I am saying, and I'm not making anything new. It is the truth that been there that apparently this interbreeding stuff really blind the mind of the African people. Well, there would be remnant, you see. And if there, as long as there is remnant, well, I'm one of them. I'm one of them, right? But you don't see me in a group. You know, it's not because I couldn't be in a group or probably make a group if I wanted. But No, I am not led to go down that kind of a thinking. Mm-mm. So I am alone. And I'm saying the things that the only things I find to say that's relevant and that is doing good for anybody who hears, you know, what the record says and what we are to expect. We know that these white people don't come from Homo sapiens. We know that they start because Homo sapiens just came 250,000 years ago. So it's like about 50,000 years that the Neanderthal ancestors came about, right? So what I'm trying to say to you, the history is very clear that it is them, our apes, not Africans, because we just come up from our ancestors that lived 250,000 years ago. But they are coming from 3.5 million years. And they're up in Europe. We can read and tell. They're up there 1.5 million years. 1.5 million years. So one and one half. Right? So clearly we understand about them. It's not a mystery anymore. And I'm saying, go read and see. And when I talk about the Bible, go read and see what I'm saying. We will turn, we have turned right now the world into a orderly world once we have the truth. Right? Let these sodomites go where they come from. Don't be sorry for them. Don't make no accommodation for them. This world is a world of the gods. When I am dead, I dead in peace. This is the truth. So now what we have here is the hands of the gods who put the awesomeness of their power to work. And they are there on the TV, you know, talking about the clouds. You know, if you look at it as just cloud and stuff like that, no, it couldn't be that. And they're up there every day spending all this money, our money, to do all what they want to do. Right? All right. Well, now we know it's up to us. So this is what this is. Tampa weather, 2021, and then you have 2021, okay, and this is what now? Oh, I think it's March 22. Nearly 50 EF, EF5, nearly 50 EF5, and F. Nearly 50 EF5 and F5 tornadoes have struck the U.S. since 1950. Why since 1950? Because they come here in the 16th. Oh, no. Yes, in the 16, but they have been around and doing stuff. Because remember, they have been doing the evils in the background, like interbreeding with our people, and it takes a long time to build up the kind of momentum that they have now, that black people lose generation that should know things and don't know things, based on how they have been doing stuff in the background and gradually building, all right, over, like, say, 100,000 years and coming right on down to the last 12 thousand years, they spiral up doing a lot of things that simply because they have been, you know, paying attention to what means more to them, to read and write and help take care of problems for themselves. That's what they've been doing with the knowledge that they get from the gods, right? The gods been here 450,000 years ago. And when they created us, like about 250,000 years later, that's when the civilization spread among men. Before that, the Elohims were doing their work and wasn't paying any attention to no humanity at all, at all. So when they had a reason to create helpers for themselves, they chose this kind of material from humanity, the Homo sapiens, none else. Okay? And this is how civilization got out. And they themselves, with their own mouth, they admit that's the truth. But then they come on, begin to write something else and begin to intermix their sodomite culture with Homo sapiens sapien. And if you're not reading, you won't find out that's what they do. That's what they have been doing. They have been morphing themselves with the African. All right, much more to say about that, my friends. If you see it, well, you see it. Well, you have to live with what you see, right? So it goes on to say that the worst tornadoes are the rear and dreaded five and E5s and EF5s are the most dreaded ones. These tornadoes go down in history, and the most deadly and damaging. Hear that? No, but it's since these faggot come and take over control of America. And here, these kind of a tornado, from what I'm reading, nobody has ever seen, because the Indians them would have talked about it, you know, to explain these kind of a devastation. But what they explain, they have experienced winds that are destructive, but they have not said it for one to think that the gods were angry with them, right? So they see some wind and enough for someone to know that, you know, because some of them think that sometimes the gods angry and stuff like that. But they didn't talk about no destruction, like, you know, they were targeted. Here, the people are targeted. Since America full up of these gays and all over the world, you know, and more, maybe more African as make up a bigger number. But clearly, these white people are targeted. They are targeted with the tornado. Look at the place where you have these tornadoes. And you're talking about the worst ones. They are frequent. And they are devastatingly, you know, horrible wind that don't care to leave anything standing. All these, iron metal structures that are out there. When you see these type of building give way and crumble up. No way. No way. Those are the kind of building you shelter in. And even one of the church that they say people used to shelter in, that one went down. Don't skylark. Now, so if you don't think that since these people come here and kill off the African people the way they did it. The way they did it. They do it every kind of way that you must know that they're coming from apes. White people come from apes and crossbreed with the God's blood. That's what makes them so deadly, right? So that the tornado proves to be something they cannot match with nothing they have, right? So, it is there for us to observe that African people, unlike what they are thinking, is they have come and contaminate African people, okay, to where nobody don't know whether what is the truth or all that kind of stuff. All right, a special team from the National Weather Service has to approve that declaration of these classified EF tornado. And the F5 tornadoes, you see? Yes. Now, the amount of attention that they are paying to the tornadoes, you know, they don't want to make it start, say, well, you know, they are in the wrong place. They're not saying that. And you don't hear any African people begin to say that because they are afraid to say it. Okay. The official EF5 rating cannot happen without a considerable scientific review of the damage. Remember, the tornado rating scale is a damage scale. A tornado can only be rated if it hits something and the damage is calculated later. They often come in bunches. Many of these top-end tornadoes have hit on historic days with tornado outbreaks. Most recently, there were 4 EF5 tornadoes in Mississippi and Alabama on April 27, 2011. This included the horrible Hackleyburg, Phil Campbell, Alabama tornado that killed 72 people. Mm-hmm. I want a breakdown of the amount of African people who died in these tornadoes from Omeni Yamnaya, Africa, European culture that died in these, to see if there is, you know, a real number there that means something along the line, I am thinking. But I just have that type of thinking with so many white people, you know, take up America all over the place, you know, that they are getting a beating, you know, that nobody's want to accredit the meaning of it to it. All right. So it goes on to say, Northern Alabama was also included in the 1974 super outbreak. There were a remarkable 7 F5 tornadoes on April 3-4, 1974, in Alabama, Ohio, Turkey, and Indiana. right? Now, the nighttime Gwyn, Alabama tornado, traveled at 100 miles per hour and was on the ground for 80 miles, 24 killed. Earlier in the day, the famous Enea, Ohio tornado, was also on F5 in this outbreak, 32 killed. How many church got knocked out? Damage in Moore. Okay. Damage in Moore. Okay, after the May 3rd, 1999 F5 tornado. AP, photo, J, Pat Carter. You can also clearly see the traditional Plains Tornado Alley from North Texas into Oklahoma and Kansas. Additionally, you can also see the so-called Dixie Alley in Mississippi and Alabama. You see what I mean? My friends, if you take it for a joke, stop. Take it for a joke. The gods came to earth and set up is wired the way it operates, my friend. And these sodomites, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. For them to come up and begin to do the kind of stuff that they are doing and what they have already done in atrocities and stuff like that, the amount Nagasaki I forget the other name, but the amount of people that they killed, the amount of people that these white people kill and are here, I mean, all over us and behaving like we don't know who these white people are. You don't know? And we allow them to go around fucking each other's ass the way they do. This is not the turf for them. And African people, I mean, totally lost. I tell you, here is a cleanup. And the gods, not joking about that. Tornadoes, these type of a wind force, oh, man, you got to be an idiot to take it. You know, less than, I mean, over the top serious, man, right? You African people out there, satisfied with your slavery, post-slavery treatment of these sodomite white people, and you think they are someone. You don't care about reading about yourself and go by that knowledge. That's what we're supposed to do. I wanted to read something else. I do. Because really want to read and tell you something, a contradiction of what white people are saying, because they are really, really into duping the African people. After it is known fully well that the gods came here, you know, thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. Listen, as revolutionary advances in art and science and thought swept through the inhabited world. My friends, you know, I mean, I'm not tired to, like, repeat these things, but it goes to show how people don't really care about what is eternally true. You know, it is awful that they don't want to hear the truth, but it's up to you, because you know what? When a tornado is going to take you out, you're not going to even know or traumatize you too bad that you just you know, I look to the Bible God and the Bible God don't exist. All right, listen to me. These white people have told lies in the Bible. You need to do, I mean, drop the Bible creation story. Okay? Drop the church, drop the Philistine democracy and the voting that they are doing, the congressional type of a setting that they have. No, they make these fucking ass institutions the way they feel to do it. And African people have nothing to do with what they do except be controlled by these fucking ass white people. Okay? And I am so surprised to see that, you mean, we allow them to set up these institutions and tell us to fuck their ass? We actually make them do that? Give them permission to do that? Africa? Give them every permission they need to write Bible and to talk something about Abraham, meet God in the sky, and Abraham test him, give his sacrifice of his son and all this kind of... Look, these are stinking sodomite writing, if you don't know. And I want to tell you something. I hope I'll get some chance to tell you. History is not a joke. You must read it and know. All right. And I want to tell you that when the history says that white people is a second human, okay, development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. The second human development are the hominid that started that started 3.5 million years ago, the hominid. That's where the white people ancestors come from. And they are apes. This is going to tell you very clear that they are apes. Ape-like human beings. Okay? Now, this proves it. You have the hominids. They are the first of humanity. And then it comes to tell you that there is a second development of them. Hominid. Now, they are called now Homo erectus. Upright human being. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. That's when they leave Africa and go up into Europe and Asia. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids, the white people, were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. You get it straight? You can make them fool you out there. I'm reading from the authority book. You don't have a higher authority book out there in the civilized world here to tell you this. And this is not the Bible. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire and keep warm in colder areas. Next paragraph. Around 200,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development. A third. Who are they? Yes, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence or the appearance of a new species. So now you know that White people, Homo erectus, hominids, are a different species. So when I tell you that they interbreed with Neanderthals, you understand that Neanderthals come from Homo sapiens. You don't bungle them together. And when I tell you that they lose their monkey face when they interbreed with Neanderthals, you know I'm telling the truth. And there's nobody to and pounce, because I'm telling you the truth. It's funny for one person to just get up and find the truth, huh? But you can't. It's unquestionable. When the truth is in the world, it's a textbook that you should have read long time and understand. Right? But this guy who somebody, some people think that I am, you know, I am artistic. You know, I am the one who is reading it. Who is reading it to you and compel you to recognize it. You can call me sick or whatever it is. But I'm me, the sick person. I tell you that these things exist in the world is textbook. And there is nobody at all to bend it. All right. So those important things of being a species not only consists of one group of people, but several. In this case, with the hybrid people of Africa. Hybrid don't mean one group of people. Several. Okay? And yet still, we are still the same species as the Neanderthals. Neanderthals, not hybrid. They are just Homo sapiens. We are Homo sapiens sapiens. Homo sapiens sapiens. That's what we are here today. My voice that is talking to you, I am a Homo sapien. That's what the history shows. And that there is no white Europeans exempt from being hominid. None of them exempt. Because it is the same hominid that come and develop into a second hominid. As that the book says, it didn't exclude them from being hominid, right? And it goes on to tell you more that it says here, all right, the 2000, so he said, no, around 2000, not 2000, around 250,000 years ago, a third. So you remember there was a second. And you must not forget that this is the second, and it was the second phase of hominid development. They developed Homo erectus, okay? And then you're going to have a third stage, 250,000 years. So you see this? It takes 250,000 for us to see a third development of man, of human being. So it's still human being, but this is a third form of human being. However, the beginning of the hominid till when it to where it end and is 3 million is 3.5 million years. That's as long as they reign, right? And while they were reigning, when they complete 2 million years, they went up into Europe and Asia. So take 1.5 million years out of the three, and then you will see that they spend this amount of time up in Europe, and they did not develop no more except under the Homo erectus. They interbreed outside in another species, and that is the Homo sapiens. So we become hybrid, are not just Homo sapien, third development human. We become higher than that. I don't see a classification given to that, except distinguish us as being hybrid. And the Neanderthals, not hybrid at all. So these white people interbreeding with Neanderthals, they purge their and especially their face, and become more good-looking human-like, okay, than, you know, the ape. So they become good-looking under the Neanderthals who are of Homo sapien original, okay, ancestors. So they become good-looking now, yes. So they spend a while before they meet with the hybrid people. And out there, you know, in the bush with them, interbreed them up, and they start talking. Every one of them that they breed up talk. You see, it's the Obama and the Josie and the rest of them that you see there. I mean, Donald Trump and Biden and Obama. You all of them. All of them, all of the United States president, they're all faggots, okay? Yes, that's why they kill. I mean, black people easy to forget when they are killed, you see? But you can't count how much people them kill. Why should I try to convince anybody of that? Why? You think I should sit here and try to convince African people that white people are slime bag? I mean, uncivilized slime bag. Why should I try to convince anybody of that? I am making this expression because I have read and found out. You know, so why should it take, because all of these people now, they buy into this old impression of fucking ass and fucking pussy too. They mix up everything together. You see me? You see, when the people who are natural and straight, you don't want to hear nothing about that. Sick your stomach. All right. That the fact that I can see African people are ashamed when they hear me talk like this, because everybody respect the white people them with all of the wealth they have and what they can afford and what them cannot afford. But we cannot afford it because Africa, that you're supposed to like, should inundate them with all kind of insult for what they do over the past 2,600 years. Give us to these, I mean, sloppy, nasty people them to enslave us. Think back on it. Think on it right now. We don't have a government. These slack of fucking ass people say we are under A, B, and a Domini. So I tell you, so the third, you know, the third stage and crucial, the crucial stage of human development began with the emergence of a new species. So don't forget that. Homo sapiens. So don't you know, though it is a single Homo sapien, this phrase give us, but the sapien is not sapien, it's sapiens, okay? Wise human being, two distinct subgroup, Neanderthals and Homo sapiens. It says Neanderthals and Homo sapiens, both developed from Homo sapien. Make that distinction. And no, when I'm telling you about these white people, they have nothing to do with our civilization, but they get a chance because of the interbreeding to mix up with us and like we are the same. So we don't know when they are Yamada, Yamnaya birth talking to us, because they have the blood that we have of the gods. Otherwise, we would be just like Neanderthals. But we are not just a third development of human beings. We are higher than the third, because we are another species. You see, with being an hybrid. But we come directly from our ancestors, that is Homo sapien, in an earthly sense, and the blood of the gods from above. And it's the reason why we have a connection that nobody else on earth does.